Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. And in the studio with us, Mr. Ron Lane, the captain of all kayaks in Mission Bay, Fast Lane Kayaks Sailing Center, and the guy that has taught me the Fountain of Youth, which we'll talk about later. Absolutely.
Paddleboarding.
Time, man. It's good time. Hey, we're giving away a couple great prizes, too.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, awesome opportunity for two lucky winners at the end of the show, each going to win a pair of tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. Very cool that you and a buddy are also each going to get to go to the Fred Hall Show on us. Two tickets to Fred Hall Show for two lucky winners. And one of those lucky winners is going to win a Salty Crew clothing package. Very cool. We sure appreciate Jared and all the boys at Salty Crew for hooking that up. One guy is going to be going to the show in style with some brand new Salty gear. So if you want to get your shot at winning those great prizes, or better yet, your chance to talk to Ron, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll free at 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump into the catch report.
You got it, man. It's sponsored today by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. If you fish, you got to catch them at you've got to get a very valuable time. So why not take the best possible care of your catch? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. There is no question. Nobody does it like Fisherman's Processing. They'll treat your fish like it was their own. Once you try them, you will be hooked. Check Fisherman's Processing for more details, or better yet, see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings.
All right, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Ron. Great to be here this morning. Fun stuff.
Thanks, Mark.
But, hey, guys, that stage is set, and the whole setup, the big picture, is looking really good for this time of year. You know, last week at the show, you know, you get to talk to so many people from so many different areas, and they all, you know, some of them got great insight about their particular zone there, and a lot of interesting stuff came out of that week at the show there. Bluefin on the Outer Banks, scattered marlin around all winter, bait everywhere, warmer than normal water. Like I said, the whole setup is looking good. Now, Mother Nature threw us a little hitch there yesterday with that squall line, and then those big storms the first part of the week, you know, kind of put a damper on this week, no doubt. But I'm telling you what, in between those systems, Catalina was producing. There was some big sea bass caught before the big ones in the first of the week there. I haven't heard anything since there. As far as that yellowtail goes, looks like some new fish might have moved in there. Those baby yellows are still around. You know, that was last year's spawn fish, looks like. But some of the fish caught just before yesterday's system were that 8 to 12 pounders, a little more mid-range stuff. And mostly up west there, scattered from above Cat Harbor all the way around the west end, back down the front side to into the isthmus zone. Several areas of fish, a few on jigs, mostly on fin bait, fly line anchovy or fly line sardines, the way to get those guys on the lighter line, 15 to 20 pound test. And with that water warming up the way it was, there was 65 degree water before this last squall line in a couple spots at Catalina. That's crazy for this time of year. But the bass been biting pretty good, and a few bonita mixed in. It's really good mixed bag surface fishing for this time of year. It's mid-March, man. It's just crazy. Out in the deeper water, both at the islands and along the coast there, those cods have been biting pretty good. Spots are loaded with fish after the closure, but unfortunately, they're also loaded with red crabs. There's this insane amount of forage around. So the fish aren't always hungry, but, man, the quality when you're getting them is excellent. Lots of nice big reds. If you guys want to fish that wing cod, of which there is no shortage whatsoever. The key there is to catch a tank of mackerel or catch a tank of live sand dabs, which is their favorite. Fish them on a dropper loop on heavy gear and some of the deep water wrecks and just hold on there. And to wrap it up for this week here, our exotic of the week, another Popeye Catalufa was caught on one of the sport boats fishing
on
Santa Monica Bay.
That is so rad.
But that isn't, yeah, it's a little deep water red, you know, kind of Popeye fish as you might expect from the name. But another sign of our continuing El Nino influence, and typically the bigger ones give us three seasons. This would be number three, and a lot of times the last one's the best one. So
We're ready for it.
Gear
up and be ready. And, of course, one way to be ready is with fishdope.com. You got to have fishdope.com. And you get a special deal at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Sign up at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. You get a special deal. Go by and see the guys. Grab some stickers. And if you're not already on the program, get on that program. You get a special deal when you're a new member at fishdope.com. Go by the Fred Hall Show, BD Outdoors, fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. And then we'll be at the show here next week, booth 412, right in front of the Fish Dope and BD Outdoor booth. So we'll be hanging out with the boys there. And then I'm doing seminars again Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
My PowerPoint presentations, 11:30 Saturday and Sunday. You don't have to listen to me talking. Just look at all the pretty pictures. We got lots of cool stuff.
Oh, man, everybody want to listen talk to. And you'll teach them how to use their meter and read it. Senior seminar, it's a must-see. And that's going to be Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, 11:30 in the Mammoth Lake Seminar area.
All right.
And next to us.
That's right there.
I'm on it.
The Hobie Seminar.
I got to figure out those darn fish finders.
You got to watch Mark's seminar.
It's the very best seminar. If you got a fish finder, it's the very best seminar. It's easy to follow, and you'll start to figure out what all those squiggles and wiggles mean.
Yeah. Oh, man, I get so many questions about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mark, well, we'll see you in the booth. You'll have your tanks there, your books there, and look forward to the seminar. We'll see you Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Okay, sounds good, you guys.
See you, Mark. All right, head on down to San Diego now, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at C4?
Good morning, guys. A little bit of a slow week this week between weather early in the week and then weather late in the week and a few non-fish trips there. The new C4 did have some good fishing, rockfish, reds, sculpin, when they got out there, and they'll be back to that next week, back to a more consistent schedule. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this. San Diego is online for next Saturday, a week from today. They're going to be going back down to the islands, back ready to run. So still plenty of room on that trip. Make your reservations now. The Outer Limits, they were scheduled to go out yesterday, fish today. The weather kind of put a damper on that, so they'll be going out next week again. Go look offshore, planning on going out Cortez, Tanner Bank area, maybe up to Clemente there. He's got a few options. He'll be running next week. And so definitely check the website. Half day, those 3 quarter days coming back online in a week, day and a half trip coming up there. C4thLanding.com. You can make your reservations directly online. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And like I said, when this weather settles in a bit, hopefully we're back to the good fishing. And just a quick reminder, don't forget to change your clocks tonight, especially if you're coming fishing. You don't want to be an hour late for the boat.
No. Or an hour late to listen to Let's Talk Hookup either.
Or an hour late to listen. Yeah, it's like all the Rock Cod Rick breakfast burritos might be gone if you wait too long.
Yeah.
If that to go down, that'd be a bad day.
That is a bad idea, yeah.
All right.
But definitely, like I said, give us a call, 619-224-3383. If you're going to be up at the Del Mar Show, definitely stop by the booth, say hi to the guys there, and we'll get you guys out.
Yeah, right behind the Let's Talk Hookup booth, you'll see, or the right behind the C4th booth is Let's Talk Hookup booth, and right behind the Let's Talk Hookup booth is the C4th booth. So you can't miss it. As soon as you walk in the show, it's right there front and center.
I'm sure there'll be no shenanigans going on either.
No, we don't get down like that.
Very professional, yes.
Indeed.
Got the angle just perfect of shooting your rubber band backwards so that it falls into the booth.
All right,
see you, Marcos.
Appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Hey, let's continue on. Get our Northern Baja report with the man, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, as we know, the weather passed through here and pretty much passed through everywhere on the whole Baja region. A couple of places shaped up a bit. Still, the place to be this time of year is in the central Cortez and down the Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion area. Really laid down, lots of yellowtail, big cabrilla, roosters boiling in the bay. Some broomtail and white sea bass showed up. Water's really warming, everything's getting ready to spawn. So I think this next storm or few passes through, and that place is going to turn on. Certainly can squeeze some days in between, and I doubt that any of this new stuff will even go there. So if I was heading to Baja, I'd head down to Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion. A little closer up the line there in San Bruno, same thing. The bigger yellows are there. Amberjack are showing up, grouper. Fish are pretty deep there. People are fishing down to 500 feet. And then up the line there, still in Bahia Asuncion and La Bocana, there's quite a bit of wave and swell and not a lot going on. Inside the bays, they're still having a great time with the whales. Up at San Quintin, pretty blown out. Didn't really get any good reports there. And St. Francis, not a lot of swells. Talked to Hector at Marina Corral, and he said it's a bit slow, but when people are getting out, the bigger yellows and bottom fish are there. Certainly be interested to see if guys are getting down to Colonnette this weekend and what's happening there. But that's about it. We're looking for things to lay down, and water's warming up, and the spawn will be happening soon.
Boy, yeah, sounds really good.
Good yellowtail fishing, too, and it's cool to know that that's the beauty of Northern Baja in this report is there's always areas that are on the bite and off the bite, you know. So that's the beauty of having this, Rick, is you know that there's always a spot where you can go and catch them yellow right now.
Yeah, and certainly with that new road that's passed through down there, Laguna Chapala, it's pretty easy to bounce back and forth, you know, just north of Bay of L.A. there. You can pop over to San Quintin if it gets good, make it into Bay of L.A., head up the other side and check into San Felipe. I know this next weekend they're having a big paella cook-off up in San Felipe. And, you know, there's always something to do on the windy days. So
yeah, that sounds like fun. Now, speaking of something to do, you have the big seminar on the Pacific Provider coming up for Sport Fishing Financial, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a casual evening with a great venue on the Pacific Provider. That's Tuesday, April 5th at 5:30. It's berthed at Konakai Marina, and we'll have myself introducing myself to some of the people who don't know me. I know some of the clients are coming in, and you learn a little bit more about what I do and how most likely you're letting the wrong information make your decisions with your portfolio, and that's where we're there to help.
And you're going to have some seminars by some of the notable people in the fishing industry too, right?
Absolutely. Brandon Hayward will start us off and talk a little bit about his one-man charter and his information and expertise in the bite. And then we'll probably end with Bill. Bill Boyce will talk about the Dollar Fishing Club and what's happening there and where else and where better to learn about that than on board the Pacific Provider, which is, to some extent, their floating edit room.
It's the ultimate mothership. It is just amazing. So the date again, and how do you sign up?
It's April 5th, 5:30, Konakai Marina, and we haven't had a lot of people signing up through Facebook, but you can find it there on Facebook. The best way is to go to our website, sportfishingfinancial.com, and on the events tab, you can see some of the fishing trips that we offer one, and this event will be listed there with a link to get a boarding pass through Eventbrite.
And how much does it cost?
It's free. We're going to have some great food. Yeah, we got a good bit of food coming through. We're going to see if we can find out about getting some Ballast Point beer on board. I think they have a couple taps on board, and we'll have a good time.
Okay.
No cost to you.
And, of course, we'll see you at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show.
Yes, at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. This is the second go-around, and looking forward to relaxing with the crew down in San Diego and meeting a couple new friends.
You bet. All right, sportfishingfinancial.com, Mr. Rick Jensen, great guy. Great report. We'll see you. We'll see you at the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Rick. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report, sponsored by Terrafin. See surface temperature charts. See Jeff and the gang at the Del Mar Show and see why Terrafin is a must-have for your next fishing trip. And take advantage of that great show special. Ask Jeff to show you the Terrafin mobile, where you can download charts on your mobile device and take it with you. Check Terrafin.com for more details and go see them at the show. And I really hope that everybody listening really does that, because I'll tell you, I do the Terrafin mobile every time we go. It is crazy easy to use. You always check the Terrafin charts beforehand anyways. I have a tablet. I have an iPad. Basically download the chart the night before onto my iPad. Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, there's even an updated chart. Then you bring it with you, and you can literally use the GPS on your tablet, and it shows your vessel basically going in and out of the temperature breaks. It's an awesome tool to use.
You can use it on a smartphone. If you have a smartphone, you have a built-in GPS in that. It shows you exactly where the temperature breaks.
When we first got our boat, before we had any killer Simrad electronics and everything, like we put the iPad up on the dash and used the Terrafin mobile to say, okay, well, there's a 9 mile bank. Here's where we are. You know, we'll go this way, get the islands. That's how we got our wahoos. It was from the smartphone. Hey, we appreciate that very much. It's going to be a good time to see Jeff at the show.
At the show, for sure. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Harry.
Well, good morning, fellows. I was preempted by Paul, so when I go to the show this week, I think I'm going to hit him up for one of those shirts.
There you go.
Anyway, Ron, I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your staff and your family in running the shop. I you know, I spent a lot of time in there. I spent a lot of time on the water, but I really enjoy the help that I get from you. Not only do you have great product, but you have great service. Count me in. I'm going on the Cedro trip. So you
left. All right.
There you go. I knew that was going to be right up your alley.
You know what I like about Harry is whenever we do some fishing together, he's into it. He's in it to win it.
I'm in.
But he's always in the water first, and he's always the last one out. And I got to tell you, he's not the youngest guy on the trip usually.
And I'll tell you what else, too, is we're going to go down there and check it out beforehand, Harry, and have it all dialed in, and we'll be able to tantalize you. But, yeah, those spots are going to go fast, and so thrilled you're going to go with Ron.
Well, I'm going to go over to your shop, Ron, with the money today. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, Rick, today's my birthday, so I'm buying myself a birthday present. I'm going to go with you in El Salto.
All right.
That'll be my fourth trip. I have two more trips coming up to El Salto before the February trip, but I want to go on that one with you.
Well, when you come in, you're going to have to give me the seminar, man.
And the other thing is, I'm the membership chairman of the San Diego chapter of CCA, and I want to have you guys encourage people at the show to join the organization. It's a great show.
It is, and it did a great membership drive up in Long Beach. It's going to happen again. You get into the show free when you join or renew your membership to CCA California. It's an absolute must for every angler to be a member of CCA for sure. And, Harry, thanks for all your support. Glad you're getting – see, this is the way to do it. You plan your trips. You just, like, you know, that's what we do. It's like, okay, I can go here, I can go there, let's go life is short. You got to
go fishing, man.
You got to go fishing for sure.
You know,
and by the way, Harry, if you want to book that trip to Cedros Tackle, what you want to do is go to cedrostackle.com and give Jeff a call or shoot him an email and grab one of those three spots. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And happy birthday.
Thanks, Harry.
Oh, and happy birthday. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Plus, we're going to check in with the band. Bart Hall's on the line. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fisherman'slanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers, up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful, class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement, and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
Put that clam down. That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, the man is on the line, the man of the hour of the week, shall we say. Bart Hall is on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning. How are you doing, Rick and Pete?
Hey, Bart.
That guy looking wrong.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Elaine.
Hey.
You know what? It is so much fun to listen to the three of you talk. And Ron, I just bring back a lot of memories listening to you. This is the 40th anniversary down there, and you've been there for all of them.
All 40
wow,
years.
Wow, that's
huh?
cool.
You know, what's funny, too, is Ava wanted me to thank you for not having the show on her birthday.
Well, how appropriate this year. It opens on St. Patty's Day.
Yes, it does. So there'll probably be green beer in the or green dye in the Ultimate Air Dogs pool.
There you go.
That'll be fun. Wow.
So, Ron, you gonna get up early and do early morning TV with me like you always do?
Yeah, anything you want. Like I said, if Bart asks, I go.
There you go.
It always seems like you're in it to win it, and all your suggestions. I mean, sometimes I always kind of think, well, do we really need a pool? Well, yeah, let's try it. It always works.
Yeah. Well, you know, I listened to the callers this morning. You know, a lot of time spent the concerns on stability. Well, you know, I shop at the big man store, so I am a big man. And there was a bet, I think, a couple of years ago, before I had my back fixed, about me getting into one of the Hobie kayaks. And I think you said that it wouldn't happen, but it did. And
no.
Of it. So I can get in it and it's stable. Anyone can get in it and be stable.
That was a bet with Steve Pinard. I said, I really want to get Bart in a kayak. And I go, I got the perfect kayak, which is the Pro Angler 14. And Steve looked at me and he goes,
You're never going to get Bart in a kayak. He's not going to do it. And so when you climbed up in that pool, jumped in that boat, I go, all right, that just made me $100.
And the cool thing is you can do that at the show again this year, right, Bart?
Yes, you can. They're right there in Ron's booth. You know, the guys who work Long Beach don't see the value of this. Ron, of course, figures it out because he's the best kayak salesman on the planet. And you can just step right into his booth, step on the Hopi kayak. You can feel it. You're standing in water on a kayak, and it's completely stable. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
You know, I can't take any credit for that. Bart, that was your idea. And I looked, and I go, you know, wow. And you set it up. We put our boat in it, and I'm going, oh, this is incredible. Because just like when you first gave us the idea of everybody thinks kayaks are unstable and they always hear about flipping over.
Sure. And not these Hobie Pro anglers.
No.
No way.
Or, they're so stable.
Or the Outbacks, too.
Outbacks, yeah.
They're really stable,
so,
too.
So that gives somebody, you know, that person walking by, they jump in the boat and they go, wait a minute.
Wait.
I can do this.
Hey.
Maybe I should go ask them us a few questions. And,
yeah.
And you know, I think a lot of fishermen need to add kayaks to their arsenal.
Rob, are you going to have the big two-seater there?
You bet. The Pro Angler 17?
Yeah, that's an unbelievable boat. That is not a kayak.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Amazing.
It's kind of funny to call it a kayak, isn't it?
Well, Bart, we're looking forward to the show. It starts Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, goes through Sunday, and you and Mike will be here in the Mighty 1090 studios to talk all about it tomorrow morning.
Yes, we will.
All right. We're looking forward to that, Bart, and we're looking forward to seeing you. And another great show. Long Beach was phenomenal. And we look forward to the same thing at Walmart.
I want to thank you, Bart, for all your hard work of getting those people into the show. They have fun, and I end up having a lot of fun talking with clients and having all those new prospects. I just think you guys do a great job.
I've known you for a long time. I've never known you not to have fun doing anything you do.
He sells fun.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Bart, we'll see you tomorrow in the studio. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's head over to the Double Hall Ball and talk to Mr. Michael Schweit from Southwest Council FFA. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, you guys. How are you this morning?
FFF, excuse me, not FAA.
Just call us IFFF. It's so much easier.
IFFF, yeah, very good.
Yeah, it works out very well.
So Double Hall Ball is going on today. Tell us about it.
Double Hall Ball starts at 9 o'clock today, and for those of you that don't know what a double hall is, it's a type of fishing cast that if you want to do saltwater fishing, it makes your cast go from, like, you know, 30 or 40 feet to 60 or 70 feet. So that's why we named the event for that. And today's event is all about learning about surf fishing. We've got guys here doing casting lessons. We've got some of the best saltwater fly tiers that are actually selling their flies here at the event today. It's from 9 to 4 at Long Beach Casting Club at Recreation Park. And it's a glorious day outside. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and now earlier in the show we had a gentleman call and ask about what to use in the bay, what to use in the surf, and you're going to be teaching all that today.
All that. He can get all that information here today. We have Sage Reddington here today that's helping out. That's got some gear. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are going on.
Yeah, and how much does it cost to get in?
It's a $5 donation.
$5. And you can learn all about fly fishing in the surf, fly fishing in the bay, and see some of the new equipment, get a casting lesson, the whole deal, right?
The whole thing. Everything's like that. And, of course, we have raffles.
Raffles, right.
Nice.
Wow, fantastic. So how do we get to the Long Beach Casting Club?
Long Beach Casting Club is at Recreation Park on 7th Street. It's actually, I don't even have the address. I never do. It's Recreation Park. Nobody looks it up anymore. We just Google these things.
Yeah, just go to Recreation Park. And it's
Recreation Park in Long Beach.
And it goes on. It starts at 9 a.m. It's 5201 East 7th Street.
Thank you. You're much farther ahead of me. You're more organized.
I have notes. I have March 12th, which is today, 9 a.m.
Yes.
to 4 p.m., Long Beach Casting Club. Like you say, just put it in your GPS. Head over there today at 9 o'clock and go learn something for five. Go learn a lot for $5 and meet some
And you can even
people.
Get lunch here. You can even get lunch here today for $5.
For $5? Oh, man. All right, Michael. Sure appreciate all that you're doing for fly fishing, you and the organization, and it sounds like a fantastic event today, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Take care, guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines right now.
Got it, man. Well, jam-packed they are. This time we're going to talk to Dave. He's calling us from Oceanside. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Dave, thanks for joining us, and thanks for hanging in there.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think you got it wrong. I'm Steve.
Okay. Well, no, good morning, Steve.
First off, I want to preface this. Even though I live a block away from Hobie, I do not work for Hobie. I'm a pro angler addict. Those are amazing. There is nothing you can't do with them. I have two of them, one for my fiance and myself, and they are amazing. A tinkerer like myself, there's a million things you can do with them. Plus, there's a million things you can buy from Hobie. One of your gentlemen was talking earlier about the basic flippability of a, I'm not sure if that's a word or not, but flippability of a kayak. I don't think can let you broadside a pro angler. There's any way to flip one.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
they're stable.
I don't, yeah, they're super,
yeah,
stable.
They are amazing. And as far as fishing off of them, there's nothing you can't catch with them.
Yeah.
It's a whale.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. Do you have a 12 or a 14?
I have two 14s.
Two 14s. Nice. That's fantastic.
My favorite.
Yeah, it's a great.
Yeah,
favorite.
They are amazing. The seats are amazing. One of the neatest things about them is the fact that everything that Hobie has thought about and put on those things that you don't even have to do for yourself, like hooking up your fish finder, it's all preset for you. Everything is done.
Yeah, cool. They've really done their homework, and like I say, they have catalogs full of fishing, yeah, accessories. They're all about fishing.
Well, I was sitting there talking to them. I go, you guys realize, and I had all the guys, you know, management at the table. I said, you're not in the sailboat business anymore.
No.
You may not realize it, but you're in the fishing industry.
Yeah, no,
and
doubt
I got to tell
it.
You, they're in it, and they hired a bunch of really great engineers. They got Morgan Promnitz, who's one of my favorite fishermen, one of my favorite employees I ever had. And he's brilliant, and he's such a fun guy. And he's been inventing with those engineers a lot of these rod holders.
That's cool.
Know.
Accessories galore. Like I said, catalogs full of accessories to go fishing on your kayak.
And done the right way. It's built from a fisherman first. You know, not a guy that said, okay, well, we could maybe make something work here. You had
right.
a fisherman say, hey, we need this.
No, that's exactly yeah. right, Ricky.
Can you come down to Fast Lane and see all these accessories? Do you guys stock these things?
Oh, we do.
And show people how it'll work on their kayak.
And why it's better, how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you, they've done a really great job. If there's something that you need for a kayak to go fishing, it's in this catalog.
Perfect. Hey, thanks a lot for the nice words, Dave. Appreciate the call this morning. You know, Ron, one thing we've got to draw attention to is your Instagram.
Oh, you know what?
You really
I was
job.
Just talking to Ricky about that at the break. I sit there sometimes, you know, I'll be somewhere and I'll go through my Instagram and I go, oh, look at that. Ricky's got another fish. So, you know, and I like it. I like after.
So how do you access Fastlane's Instagram?
Well, it's Fastlane Kayaking. And then we also have Fishin' Mission, and that's Fishin' with just an N.
Fishin.
No, not I-N, just N.
Fishin' Mission.
Yeah.
Fishin' Mission.
And I got to tell you.
And that's on Instagram.
Well, if you go to the Fishin' Mission Instagram and you look at about the third picture back, you see that guy with the revolution.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's got a white sea bass that could wear a bigger size pants than I wear.
That thing was a monster.
I know. And yeah. He's sitting there on the beach, and you just go, how did he get that thing in?
Yeah.
So a lot of times I think it's a great little way to entertain yourself.
No doubt. The other thing is you just told us you got in a new shipment of Salty Crew clothing.
Oh, yeah. We're salting down.
You're loaded up with Salty Crew.
Well,
probably one of the hottest selling clothing lines in the fishing world now.
In the surfing world, too.
In the surfing
surfers
world.
And I mean, I got to tell you, surfers love that stuff because it's more about a lifestyle. I mean, surfers, when there's no surf, what are they doing? They're fishing.
Yeah.
And when they're not fishing, they're sailing.
Right.
It's just sort of like the Hobie story.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's jump into those phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Don, called us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Before my question, I just want to thank you, Pete, for the archives page. I've been doing a lot of traveling here recently, and on the air flights, it's really nice to sit down and listen to some of the past Let's Talk Hookup shows.
You just download them on your phone from our archives page and just listen to them anytime, huh?
You got that right. It's great. Fantastic. It's great.
Glad you like it.
Good call on the flight, man. That's a good way to knock out 2 hours of a flight. That's a good call, Don.
It is. It is. It's really good stuff. Hey, Ron, question for you. Thinking about a pro angler for myself, but my wife wants to get in and do some fishing as well. So was thinking about a tandem, you know, instead of just, you know, a single for myself. Could you compare and contrast the benefits and disadvantages of doing something like that?
Yeah, I can. I'm glad you asked that. Now, my wife and I have had a really good time in the 17, but it's more about what we're doing. What I mean by that is we're taking my granddaughter out fishing. So I love it. But if I was to go fishing and want a kayak, I want my own. Because Debbie's going to fish about half the time that I'm going to. And so
then you don't need to worry about hooking her hair or something like that. Too, right?
I don't have to worry about her saying, we're going in. I mean, sometimes she'll be out there reading a book. I mean, we'll go out in Mission Bay, and we love going fishing together, and she'll go exercise for a while. Well, I'm not that interested. You got to disguise that exercise a little better for me to do it. So I think two singles is better, and that's just me, because I'll fish longer than she will. Now, that being said, we really enjoy that tandem, you know, taking out my granddaughter, little Margot.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, that there's nothing better. So, now, that's a great question, and I can't answer it for you, but you're more than welcome to come down and try the 17, go out, and if you want to do a fishing mission in it, we can arrange it. We have a demo. And we also have pro anglers you can try. So I really think that, you know, getting in the boat, seeing. Now, if you get the 17, you can still make that a single kayak. It's just not as quick and spontaneous as a, you know,
as a
regular 14 or a 12.
Yeah. There you go, Don. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Great question.
All right. How about next up we talk to Mike calling from Mira Mesa. Hey, Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us and hanging in there, too.
Good morning, guys. Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How
okay,
are you
we got through that. What's the question?
Okay. Now, what I want to do is a couple of years ago, I went on one of Longline's fishing missions, and they're one of the deadliest things that you can catch.
Yeah, it's a great time. And when are you going to start those fishing missions again, Ron?
Right after the Fred Hall show.
Yeah. So
additionally,
come by the Fred Hall show booth, ask them about fishing missions, sign up, and you're going to do a series of probably 7 or 8 of them?
No, we have more than that, but we have 8 on the pages right now.
On the pages.
Yeah,
They're booked. They're ready to go. Do you have those on your website?
No.
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, we were kind of holding back for the show.
For the show. You're going to be introducing them and selling them.
The idea
the first
is,
shot
that if,
is at the show.
Yeah, the idea is that if you're interested in buying a kayak, this is a way that you can try a couple of different, the most popular models and learn about it.
Yes.
To see if you really want to buy one.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, I want to tell you about an incredible prize that's just been sweetened up by our good friend Robert.
Oh, dude. Sweetened up
Journeyman
ever.
I want to thank Robert
for
a super generous donation. He's the owner of Journeyman Sport Fishing. And so we have on Friends of Rollo one of the prizes that's going to be given away on Sunday, a week from tomorrow, at the Fred Hall Show, is a 2.5-day trip for one, airfare included, on the Journeyman in Puerto Vallarta.
We nicknamed it luxury cow fishing.
Because, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, you are going in style.
That's a trip for one.
Sure.
Now, Robert said, well, what about, you know, the boat's going to be up here in August and September.
Mean the best fishing months we have of the year?
Journeyman's the 60-foot gorgeous custom
luxury
sport fisher, Journeyman. And he said, why don't I give them an option of either going one person down to Puerto Vallarta for 2.5 days, or give them the whole boat for their own day and a half charter. So if
you
win,
me?
That's about a $5,000 deal.
Yeah,
you kind of figure it out what you're going to choose, right? But
I'm going six pack charter.
Yeah, are you kidding?
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Day and a half, your own six pack charter, day and a half trip.
Don't get me wrong.
Good
PV
for up to six people.
PV and the Journeyman, epic. One of the coolest trips ever. One of the raddest things you'll do, catch a big fish. Yeah. But you're giving me the choice between my charter with six of my buddies.
Yeah.
There's no question.
So that's one of the prizes. Your choice of either one of those two. For Friends of Rollo. Grand raffle, which is going to happen on Sunday,
and
a week from tomorrow.
Like you say, hats off to Robert and everybody involved with the Journeyman, because that's not just a trip, you know, that, oh, well, we'll find something that's light this time of year. August and September for your own charter or primetime cow fishing and PB. You know, it's not like they had a slow trip that got, you know, an opportunity. This is as prime of prime
Super
time
Super generous
that's
of
awesome.
Him to do that. And all he knows, all that money goes to taking kids fishing.
What it's all about.
So thanks, Robert. We really appreciate that. So look forward to that. Buy your Friends of Rollo tickets and win that prize. God, I wish I could be
there. I know. that's awesome.
A dilemma.
You got to go. You got to buy some tickets, Ron.
Which, I mean,
I'm on the board,
TV,
so I can't win.
Yeah,
I
both good
buy tickets. In fact, that's what I used that $100 I won from Steve Pinard with.
Buy those tickets. Yeah, let's jump into the phones.
Rick in Lemon Grove, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rick.
Thanks for hanging in there, Rick.
Hello, gentlemen. Love the show.
Thank you.
Ron, question. I've been listening to safety. I've never really been in one. I hear it's hard to roll over. And comparing Hobie or to whatever other brands, if it does roll over, is it easy to roll back? Is there, once you roll over and you're underwater, is there easy release before you start panicking?
Yeah, yeah. There's, you're not in a, like a sit-in kayak. This is a sit-on-top kayak, and very easy to, you're not hooked on to anything. Now, you may hook your trunks on, you know, something on the side, but that's not an issue. The real issue is getting back in. Now, once you roll the kayak back over, which, you know, some of these bigger kayaks, you know, have hatches and things. You want to keep those closed. You want to make sure that when you roll over that you flip it back as quick as you can. And then if you're in an area like fishing La Jolla, you always want to take safety gear with you. You want a pump or a sponge so you can bail out any water that may leak in. Now, that being said, you just don't hear about... It's not a big deal.
The only time I've ever turned over a kayak, I've never turned it out in open water. Never. No matter even some of the kayaks that are not as stable as the Hobies. I don't see how you could turn over a pro angler. I just don't see it. But it could happen. The only time I've ever done it is inside the surf where you could pretty much stand up. And
that's where it usually happens.
Where it's
going
to happen. Yeah. That's why you want to tie all your stuff down.
Leash it or lose it.
All your hatches are secured. Learn that right from the start. And then when you come in, if you just happen to take a wave the wrong way or if it's a little big, you turn it over. Chances are you're going to be in shallow enough water. You're just going to stand up and roll and turn the kayak back over because you're already inside.
That's good.
You're already in there. So,
correct. And these are all things that you practice before you go so that you're familiar. You're not freaked out.
Yep. You bet. Now, hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
One of the techniques in getting back in is just a simple thing. Belly, butt, feet.
Yep.
Slide up onto your belly, roll over on your butt, bring your feet in.
Yeah. And you'll teach, and if you go out with a guide, they'll teach you that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out who's hooked up with salty gear and going to the Del Mar Fred Hall Show. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for the spectacular 40th annual Fred Hall Show, March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. This is San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Celebrating the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation for 40 years. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, a giant kayak and stand-up paddleboard section, marine electronics, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Savage Gear's Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa's Sporting Chef Cafe, the San Diego Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, archery, target shooting, fly fishing, casting, and so much more. Kid free, kids fish free, active military free. Join us and share in the 70-year legacy of the Fred Hall Shows as we celebrate the passion March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. Details at FredHall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including state-of-the-art CalStar rods. The hottest deals and the best selection ever on CalStar rods. Come see it at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The big winner, two tickets going to the Fred Hall Del Mar Show, Pablo in Chula Vista, and the winner of the grand prize package, also including two tickets to the Del Mar Show, and Salty Crew shirts and shorts going to Richard in Monrovia. Guys, congratulations. Can't wait to see you at the show.
Yeah, we'll see you at the show. And Ron Lane, we'll see you at the show.
Oh, I
can't
wait.
Fastlane Kayaks, you're not going to miss it. Just look for Hobie, and you're the ones there with Hobie.
You got it.
Yeah. And right next to the Hobie stage with all the seminars.
Don't miss those seminars.
Yeah,
I know.
And sign up for Fish and Mission. Right there at the show.
We'll have the ability to book them.
And
last year we booked out.
Yeah.
That's
and crazy. You'll have the Hobie
cool. Phenomenal.
You have the Hobie stand-up paddleboards that we love, too.
The fishing sups will be there.
Okay.
And Michelle Bowman, you know, Conway's wife, will have her own boat there that she fishes out of.
That's so cool. Yeah. Great time. Well, and how do we find you if we want to come down to Fastlane Kayaks?
Just give us a call at 619-222-0766, or our website is fastlanekayaking.com.
And right next to Dana Landing, right next to the launch ramps, you'll see Fastlane County. You can't miss it.
Yeah, go to SeaWorld and just go,
right across from SeaWorld, right there in Mission Bay. Hey, thank you for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Bart Hall, Mike Lum from the Fred Hall Show's Talking Fishing and the Big Show. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.